Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 14 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes make their way through a blasphemous city, destroying everything in their path. Previously.
Ape Joel, you're still groggy. You still can't quite hear what's happening. You can't hear any of your allies, but also, Joel, you're maybe a bit more awake, and you hear what sounds like a muffled conversation.
Wah. Wah, wah, wah. Wah.
You look out into the distance, in the direction the Vaughns were taking you. You see that you're on like a rough road, and the road snakes its way down through this sandy, almost Arabian-like desert to this large, very hefty-looking concrete city in the distance. Almost looks like one big concrete skyscraper. In the distance beyond that, you can see some more civilization. You leap up onto his shoulders, grab his head, work your ape fingers under his chin, and with an almighty, like, tear it off and hold it aloft. He sits you down and he's like, this is the tyranny of Vaughn. These are the imperfect Vaughn.
Like, you remember, like, you know, how the original Joel died?
Every day.
I'm thinking
third
of
carriage.
That. Yeah, I think
third carriage.
I think we might just
third carriage.
Vaughn Capital One.
Dying. Like, I am dying.
Yeah. Oh, you're in a bad way. You have an arrow in your shoulder, an arrow in your chest.
I'm fucking
you're
bleeding.
Dehydrated.
I'm fucking surrounded by Vince Vaughns.
You're standing on the concrete battlements, I guess, of Vaughn City 1. There's a mush of Vaughn viscera sort of like around you guys. You can see into the city below from where you are, like Zam was saw before. There's like a filthy marketplace down there, and
mate,
full of
Joel, this is a problem. This is like abhorrent. It's down there is it's disgusting. Like, it's just, I hate it.
And I guess for the first time, Ape Joel, you can see that the Vaughns down there are like, you have like older Vaughns holding baby Vaughns.
There's Vaughns macking on with Vaughns, yeah, Vaughns caring for Vaughns, Vaughns selling Vaughn fruit to Vaughns. Ah, I hate it. And one Kevin James.
Occasionally you see, I guess, a Vaughn walking, like a Vaughn trader, and a large Kevin James is carrying all of his trading goods. Like these Kevin Jameses, like I said, are the size of Ape Joel. They're quite large.
I'm also bleeding out, so I should probably do something about
it. Yeah. Do you want to heal up your mate?
How can we patch him up?
Look, in the world of Dinosaur World, medicine has come a long way, and I've got 4 brains plus 1 for medicine, so I reckon all the Vaughn viscera, snort it. That works as...
Of course.
Roll.
I let our silverbacks in Europe.
In zoos in Europe.
Our farms, damn.
You gather together some of the Vaughn viscera. You mush it with your 8 palms into a paste. And then maybe you don't snort it, but maybe you just like pick it up in your palm and like drink it. You know, like an ape drinks water.
You're
like,
yeah. Adorably.
You feel yourself healing somewhat. You're like, that felt like it did something good to my body. Get 3 HP back.
All right, back on 4. That's less risky.
Less risky, and you're full of Vaughn viscera.
Yeah. Which is good. The only good Vaughn is a dead Vaughn.
Is that another tenor?
The only good Vaughn is a good Vaughn is a Daryl.
Well, I've got it at the top of my character
already. All Vaughns are Daryls already.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
And at the top of my character sheet says, all Vaughns must Daryl.
So.
Perfect.
Rodeo, you can see that the Vaughn City 1 has a basic structure. It appears like you've got a sort of outside marketplace, potentially like a poorer sort of area. And then there's a central ring that seems to be quite some nice houses, some nice concrete Vaughn houses. And then in the center is almost a palace. That's kind of the basic structure of Vaughn City 1.
All right.
That you can witness.
If I had to guess, I would say our companions are in that palace. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If I had to guess, I'd say we need to raise this whole fucking city. And so, kill every Vaughn we see. Yeah. Baby Vaughns, old Vaughns, fucking Vendor Vaughns.
Yeah,
fucking
all the Vaughns.
Kevin James Vaughns. It's fine. Just take them all down.
Right, so you're going to move from the battlements, like, through the slums, through the rich place to the palace, just yep. murdering in your path?
Oh, if we yep. can. Just
okay.
Yep.
You climb back down the stairs that you used to get up on top of the battlements, and you're back in the marketplace. None of these Vaughns are expecting an attack.
Good.
So I'm not going to roll initiative. I'm just going to roll for the amount of damage you do.
Yeah. I'm going to pull the arrows out of me and use them to stab a Vaughn.
Are you stopping to attack the Vaughns, or is it like you're doing it as you go?
As we go.
As we go.
So, let's make some rolls. Okay. You've got bonuses plus 4, plus anything else for getting a Vaughn, Ape Joel?
No.
Does
I've
it?
He's got. Oh, no, plus 5, because I've got the knuckle dust.
That's true, and he probably comes under beasts as well.
I don't have beasts.
Nah, you've got ape. Beasts in brains, that's right.
So I've got signs, smacks in the mouth. And removing foreign objects. Now, can I make an argument that Vince Vaughn is a foreign object, needs to be removed from this earth?
I think that's fair. I think Vince Vaughn is, in many ways, like a virus that needs to be eradicated.
Actually, I've got plus 1. I did not use this at all, but I've got ape strength as well. So it's plus 6 for punches.
As you're going, maybe you just tear a baby Vaughn out of a mother Vaughn's arms and just stab its face with an arrow, hurl it back. Maybe you just put your sign sword out to the side and run, cleaving them in half. You, as you're going, it is causing a ruckus, but you are destroying Vaughns left and right as you make your way through the Good. Slums.
How many have we killed? Roll.
6 people, which is basically half the marketplace. In your Let's whirling stop. Dervish of Vaughn murder.
So it's half the marketplace? I want to stop and I want to get the other 6.
Nah, fair.
You're like about to leave the marketplace and head into like the sort of crisscrossing, tightly packed alleys of the rest of the slums. And you're like, no.
No.
I'm not leaving any Vaughn unkilled.
Undarreled.
Zammit, you go back and just like there are Vaughns hiding behind their carts and trying to get back into their houses.
None of that.
One by one, you just bring your sword down and cleft their shoulders from their bodies and their heads from their necks, and you kill 3, and then Ape Joel.
I tear their arms off, hopefully.
Yeah.
Good.
You got like an 18, so like, that's fucked. You just go in there. Maybe you do your classic move of killing a Vaughn with another Vaughn. You pick up one and just slam it into the others. Maybe you just smash 2 Vaughns together and they die in one, and then you tear the arms off the 3rd. The marketplace is completely
Wait, can
empty.
I tear the arms off the 3rd so I'm still holding Vaughn arms?
Yeah, I'd say that's possible.
Cool. Add 2 Vaughn arms to my inventory.
Nice. I hope you kill everyone with Vaughn arms, so it's like Vaughns are killing Vaughns. That's all right.
I still get to go to heaven.
As you leave the marketplace for the slums, you notice a trader is sort of in your way, and he's cowering behind his Kevin James. His Kevin James is standing there and beating his chest like the Kevin James is going to try and protect his trader master. You're not sure of the way this operates.
That's what I'm about. Look, Kevin James, some of your films, and then I remember Grown Ups.
No.
Never mind. I stab a Vaughn through a Kevin James.
Oh, all the way through. Okay, so you bring your sword through the belly of the Kevin James, because you know that's probably around head height for the Vaughn. You push your way through, and it's quite easy, smooth going, and then you feel that, like, the Kevin James makes a as it gets hurt. And then there's the wah, as the Vaughn behind him is also struck. You pull your sword out and you notice the, I guess there's blood all down it. You see both the Kevin James and the Vaughns just drop. You got them good.
Right.
Keep heading through the slums. The slums are like this crisscrossing maze of streets and alleys. It's very difficult to figure out like the right way to go because the...
Oh, there is no right way to go for us. What do you say? Taking a left, taking a right, whatever. Willy-nilly, see a Vaughn, kill a Vaughn.
See a Vaughn, kill a Vaughn.
And all day you'll have good luck. You are like a menace. Vaughns who just aren't expecting it, who are living simple Vaughn lives, find themselves run through or squished with an ape hand or having the back of their heads punched out. You're not even paying attention. Like, you know, in the back of your heads, you're like, oh, we got to get to that palace. That's the point. But you're not being super strict with that as a rule. You'll walk along. Maybe at some point you're like, oh, is that like a little Vaughn cafe? Just go in there, kill everybody in the Vaughn cafe, come back out.
Have a latte, come back out.
Eventually.
I feel like apes are probably lactose intolerant.
I think so. They are.
I don't have a latte. That's
you can have a Coke.
Yeah. Apes like Coke.
Why do the Vaughns have Coke? Eventually, in your, you know, massacring around, you turn a corner. And you can see, like, what appears to be a Vaughn guard, similar to the Vaughns that you fought on the battlements. There's two Kevin Jameses with them that are kind of, like, battle-plated. And they're standing in the middle of the alley, sort of blocking your path.
Where?
One of them says, gesturing forward with his shield and spear.
Is there, what's in the alleyway? Anything around?
There's a couple of signs that sort of come out from the sides of buildings.
Perfect.
maybe a string of, like... washing between two of the sort of structures.
All right. So what I want to do is I'm going to grab one of them signs and hurl it at the washing line so it kind of disconnects it and then kind of like covers the Vaughns and Kevin James so they get distracted.
What do you got? Plus five for signs?
Yes.
Radio. The sign's sort of relatively high up, but your sword's quite long already, your hot piss and cough sword. So you chop down the sign which lands in your hand. You... on your next turn, can throw it at the thing.
Sick.
Ape job.
I reckon that as an ape in an alleyway, how wide is the alleyway?
It's, if you and also Joel stood side to side.
Touch the walls?
You'd be touching each other, yeah, and touching the walls.
I can scale these fucking walls.
Yeah, you probably can. What's your ape abilities?
Mate, nothing about climbing, which is a surprise.
That's funny that I didn't put that in.
In fact, I put -1 on towers, but a wall isn't a tower.
That's true.
But it is a new monument.
It is a new monument.
Well, plus three then.
Okay.
But then that's brains though.
Nah, not happening. Radio, you still managed to climb halfway up the side of the slums and you're standing maybe on like a small balcony of like a Vaughn house. You can see inside there's like... Vaughn's panicking and leaving like a Vaughn couple in the house of which on the balcony of which you're standing.
All right, so I grab the Vaughn couple, one
boy.
In each hand.
Ready? You walk inside the house, grab the Vaughn couple,
one in each hand.
Radio, and then the Vaughn guard begin to menace forward. They're kind of like holding their shields up and their spears out, you know, kind of creating a wall. Ape Joel? I mean, also Joel? Oh, yeah, that's right. You gotta
throw my sign. I don't know if I should throw my signs and try and like blind them with the washing. Or just throw my signs at them. I'm gonna probably throw the sign. I'm gonna try and throw a sign at a Kevin James's leg.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Like,
hopefully he'll crush
and and topple him over sideways. So kind of get him in his inside knee. Just.
You, with your new sign, which, I don't know, let's say is for just like a tavern of some kind of Vaughn tavern, the hot piss, I don't know.
Ye old Vaughn piss.
Ye old Vaughn piss. You bring it back.
Be for a nightclub. Swingers.
Yes. And you hurl it like a boomerang, I guess, at the Kevin James's legs. You see it connect with the Kevin James's legs. But it doesn't cut all the way through. It just sort of slams into the shins. That Kevin James lets out a "Marrr!" like he's bellowing, but he's not fallen over, unfortunately. All of the Vaughns like look in shock at the Kevin James, like, why? Like they care about him. Ape Joel?
I launched the two like both Vaughns that I'm holding down at the guards.
Oh, that was your okay. Hit a Vaughn with another Vaughn. Nah, fair.
Smack a Vaughn with a Vaughn.
But, like, throw them down. Because they're not expecting an attack from the top, even though they should be, because they watched me climb a wall.
You hurl one of the Vaughns down at one of the Vaughn guards. They've got their shields forward and they're paying attention to also Joel, so they don't notice when another Vaughn connects with the back of them and sends them sprawling forward. And a Vaughn, a thrown Vaughn, it hits several of the six Vaughn guards that are blocking your path, and they topple forward prone. And then you throw another Vaughn and it smacks into these people again, and you're like, I think I've killed some of them. Also, Joel, you see, like, several Vaughns lying on the ground, and you're like, I can't tell which are alive and which are dead. It's their turn. The Kevin James begins beating his chest and gets just right up to you, but can't attack this turn. And the rest of the Vaughns take their turn getting up, and you can see which ones are dead and which ones aren't.
How many are still alive?
Three Vaughns are prone, like, dead. Three Vaughns are still alive. Well, actually, five Vaughns are dead on the ground, but two of them were the Vaughn from the Vaughn house. So there are three Vaughn guard left and the one Kevin James.
All right, I'm going to double whammy.
Oh, nice.
That Kevin James in front of me.
Oh, good. Radio. You bring your sword and slam it into the Vaughn, the Kevin James's chest, and you cleave right through its middle. Like, you don't cut him right in half, but you cut, like, basically through his tits.
Got him.
Blood seeps out onto his shirt, and then the Vince Vaughn lands with a huge cloud of dust blossoms up around him. There are still, you killed him in one attack, so you can still attack one of the Vaughns if you want.
Oh, I know, I do.
Good. You turn around, that Kevin James dead, the Vaughn's quite shocked, and you swing into one of the Vaughns and lop his head clean off. It goes flying away. Hey, Joel.
So there's two Vaughns left?
Yep.
All right.
You could leap down on them.
Oh, I was going to say, are you familiar with wrestling?
I am somewhat familiar with wrestling, yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, you know when, like, they're staying on a turnbuckle, mm-hmm. and, like, do a classic elbow drop onto a man that's lying on a table?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but from a balcony into
onto a Vaughn.
Yeah. Also, I'm an ape, so it's going to hurt him.
What bonuses do you get?
I got +5 for punches. And grapple is a wrestling move.
Yeah.
Is this also?
I'll consider that. You get that bonus.
Well, then it's a +9.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. Anyway, you hoist yourself over the balcony's railing, protrude your elbow, and slam down onto one of the Vaughns' head. To see this in slow motion would be a sight. As a gorilla's elbow connects with the hard skull of a Vaughn. Doesn't even have a second to register the terrible thing that is happening to him as his head becomes flat like a pancake and then explodes. It's loud and it's so, like, there's this crack that just echoes throughout the alleyway as Ape Joel destroys that Vaughn's head. There's one Vaughn left. He's like, wah, wah, wah. Seems like he's trying to sound an alarm, but he just, oh no, he comes forward with his spear and attempts to stab you also, Joel. He misses like a shit cunt. Also, Joel, he, like, comes forward with you with his shield, brings his spear up. Maybe he's kind of aims it at you and you just deflect it with your hot piss and cough sword. You're like,
nah, Vaughn. And I just want to just, like, just, can I reach for his hand?
Yeah,
I'd say. Like, and just grab his forearm, mm-hmm. and just cut his wrists.
Well, you got a 20, so you grab his hand, slice his wrist. He's like, while he's looking at that one, you just grab his other hand and slice it. He's like,
And then just let him go. Just
watch. Where? He falls on the ground and bleeds out. Radio, you carry on.
So what are signs around here?
So there's, let's think, what signs have we got? There's probably a sign that just says hot food, mm-hmm. above, like, maybe a little carriage in the, like, a little stall in the alleyway. There's a sign that says homeopathic healing. Why not? Above a house.
I want to try. Can I, like, modulify my sword and grab some of these other signs and, like, add it to the sword to kind of give it a bit more weight and whatnot?
Well, which sword do you want to get? The homeopathy sword sign is quite long and thin.
Mm-hmm.
So you could potentially add that like underneath your sword. Yeah. So like sharpen that blade.
Yeah.
What you want to do? Radio. So it's like you got the big fat hot piss and cough
sign.
Did we ever say what that was originally when you were...
Hot pies and coffee. Hot pies and coffee.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if I remember that, but I couldn't remember if that was on mic.
I wish it wasn't. And then hot piss and cough sounds like a fucking very strange service provided by a prostitute. Hot piss and cough, $10. $10, cheap. And then the homeopathy, which just says like homeopathy, kind of comes out from underneath that sword. It's kind of like, yeah, an extra little blade down the bottom. It's a lot sharper.
Oh, good. Do I get any bonuses now?
Yeah. Take a plus two to your sign sword. You could also even take the, what was it called? The hot Vaughn pierce? Or the
swingers?
Yeah, swingers. You could take the swinger sign and add that on the other side and use it as a bludgeoning tool.
All right.
Yeah. Which is just because that's kind of like a classic tavern sort of looking sign.
Oh, yeah.
So you can attach that to the other side if you want. So you can have homeopathy on one side, and it's a big sword now, but yeah, and take another plus one.
Sick.
How are you strapping them together?
I'm sure there's something around the alleyway.
Yeah, you'll probably find string in a Vaughn house. Like you just go in and kill the Vaughns. Like,
just you got some hot glue, smack. Nah, yeah. All right, next one, duct tape, good.
Eventually, making your way through the Vaughn houses, you find spot weld. Exactly. Oh, yeah, you just spot weld them.
With what? Why did I say you could just...
The
hover pad.
Now that exploded when he leapt up.
Did it?
Did it?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't
know, but you can find something in a Vaughn house.
All right.
Eventually, after making your way through the slums, you find yourself in the wealthy part of Vaughn City 1.
Do I still have my crows?
Yeah.
Sick.
That's that skeptical face.
No, I'm confused. Where did we even get the hover pad from?
You found it in the bus.
Yeah.
That's right. Mad.
Yeah.
That's gone now.
Rest in peace.
It would fucking serve me well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it did. It served you guys all. You cook lobsters with it? Use it to do a mega jump?
We fired arrows with it?
Yeah.
Melted a hole in a wall?
Yeah.
Tried to fucking fix a hole in a ship with it?
Yeah.
Made it turn in circles?
In memoriam of that hover pad.
Yeah.
It was useful.
It was real good. You find yourselves, in the sort of wealthier part of Vaughn City 1. And you can see that this is like... mansions, basically. And you can see all the Vaughns walking around here are very well dressed, as opposed to the kind of like roughshod and shoddy clothes that the slum Vaughns were wearing. These wealthy Vaughns are wearing like actual clothes. And they're all walking around with a kind of like, where? Some of them are walking dogs, which also have Vince Vaughn's face. But the same thing. They're all kind of like Vaughn families. And you can see that the Vaughn Guard here are far thicker and denser. There's a lot more of that Vaughn Guard with their armored Kevin Jameses. Also, Joe, you're like, no, we can do this. Abe, Joe, you're like, that's a lot of Vaughn Guards. You think that another option, not one you have to take, could be sneaking your way through. But
Can I?
You've never been much for stealth.
I am an ape.
You are a gorilla.
Can we just go back? I want to kind of maybe, if we can wear a Vaughn face over my face, to kind of give it a little bit of a, just to kind of scare him even further. Just
radio.
You know what I mean? Man, why have I become like Dusha Circuit Dinosaur
you're
Park?
You're both the monsters. Everyone's the monsters. You cut off a Vaughn's face with your sign sword, now extra sharpened, and stretch it across your face.
Yep.
I get spooked and almost go to hit you. I'm like, wait a second. Sorry, reflex.
It's understandable.
That's just instinct.
Yeah. Do you want it as well?
No. Do you want to take a Kevin James face? Disguise yourself as a Kevin James?
No.
Because then we can get close and then just wham at them. Get them good.
No, because I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have the dynamite anymore. Fuck.
No.
Because it might be time for another song to gather around.
Gather around the Vaughns.
Gather around the Vaughns.
Can we have a look around? I take off my Vaughn face. I'm like, all right, I was just going to be with a scare technique to get close and be like, wham, and be like, wham, and like, wham,
looting.
Stab. But lose some looting.
So you head back to some of the Vaughn houses that you recently were in. Maybe you even back to the marketplace, and you do a little bit of looting. You get 6 Vaughn berries.
Mm.
You get a Vaughn to English translator.
Lucky. That could come in handy.
Uh-huh.
You get more Vaughn berries? Or, okay, you're exploring the marketplace, And maybe whilst you're exploring, you come across like a small cart, and you're moving it around. You shift it, and you notice that it's over a trapdoor. You open up that trapdoor, and inside there's a Vorn, but it's a very familiar Vorn. Its skin is bubbled, burned. His eyes are permanently dilated. It looks like it's in a very bad way. It looks up to you and it's like, wah. You recognize this.
Activate that translator.
Is Vince Vaughn.
The original?
The original Vince Vaughn. You activate that translator, which is like a small metal device with a sort of speaker on it. You hold down like a button on it. And the moment he's like, wah, you hear like, Joel's. Wah, wah, wah. You press the translator. You fed me to a bear.
I nod and smile.
Yes.
He's like, wah, wah, wah. You hold down the translator. He's like, leave me alone.
How did you survive?
He's like, he explains to you that when the whole park froze due to your messing around with Iceland, that he was kind of almost cryogenically frozen within the bear. And that when the park was revitalized, or not looted, but sort of like taken apart for its components, they discovered him in the heart, in the stomach of the bear, and took him back to the facility. Maybe even he was given to one of the world's militaries.
Where's the bear? What happened to Ixy?
He hangs his head. Oh, where? Dead.
Damn.
Fucking
I stabbed Vince
bear.
Vaughn.
I was waiting for you to just kill him. Okay. This Vaughn, whose life has been very difficult and who clearly is still, like, fucked up from all the drugs he had to take in Dinosaur Park, was forced to take mine, has his life mercifully ended as the blunt end of your sign sword just connects with his brain. He dies. Wah. Thank you.
Thank God.
Finally.
That's a dead Vaughn.
Fucking, that's the third time I've had to kill that cunt.
Just cut him up a bit.
Chop him up so he cannot just come back.
Yeah, just quarter him. He's like, all right. He's done.
You get rid of him. That Vaughn is very, very dead.
Good.
Thank.
That's all the loot you find.
All right, now that we've got a Vaughn's English translator, it might be best just to try and sneak and then just kill them from behind.
What are you?
All right.
So I'll skin a Kevin James face.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a Vince Vaughn face and a Kevin James face.
Yep. Put that Kevin James.
Let's see how good your disguises are.
Put that Vaughn face on my face, that Kevin face on his face.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Damn it, you. Oh, bloody hell. You, again, for a second, Ape Joel here is like, goes to punch him and is like, no. That's just instinct working. I know you are also Joel. It is fucking accurate as they come. And then Ape Joel. you do not have a similar reaction. You look up and you're like, that just looks like a gorilla covered in the body parts of Kevin James.
Perfect.
What are you? So you're just trying to brazenly but like stealthily walk your way through the wealthy part of the of Vaughn City 1?
How many guards are there? So I imagine we're going to like get behind the guards and then take all the guards out.
Okay, there are like, from where you can see, and you're in a kind of like, whereas the slums of this very densely packed area is quite more expansive. There's a lot more room to move around. There's a lot of sort of like cobblestone streets which surround these very large concrete mansions. You can see from where you are at the exit of the slums, about maybe three sets of six of the guards. Walking around?
All right.
Three sets of six.
Three sets of six. 18. All right. So you want to get behind one set. I'll get behind another set. We'll be like, wah, wah, wah. And then we kill them like real quick. And then we get just fuck up the other set.
Okay.
Yeah
sounds good.
All right. Radio, you work your way up to behind. How stealthy are you also, Joel? You work your way up behind a couple of the Vaughn guards. They're not paying heaps of attention, so they don't notice you. Plus, you blend in so well. Yeah, you're standing behind them.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
They march.
Seek.
What are you? Are you doing the same?
Yeah, different group.
Okay. You, like, thank God the Vaughns don't pay much attention because they don't notice you. You're, like, roughly the same shape as a Kevin James, so they're like, it's fine. They don't notice you either. Your two of you are standing behind Vaughn guards as they march their way through the city.
Cool. Just double whammy. Oh, just fucking
like
good.
You're like wah, but you don't like you're not doing that for any purpose. Just as you do it, your Vaughn to English translators like dog pick up shopping cart. As you don't say words, you don't know how to speak Vaughn. You bring your sword through the two back guards. They're sort of in two lines of three.
Mm-hmm.
You chop off the shins of both. They fall in a heap. The other Vaughn sit around like, where? Hang on. Your Vaughn to English translator, they're like, wow. Your Vaughn to English translator goes off and it's like, Vaughn on Vaughn. Vaughn has killed Vaughn. Ape Joel?
All right. I draw out my two Vaughn arms, mm-hmm. one in each hand. So cool. I'm assuming. Does two of you two attacks?
Sort of. But at a penalties.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I just smack some Vaughns in the back of the head with these dismembered Vaughn arms.
Okay, you, with one Vaughn arm, just connect it with the back. Like when you're like, you fucking idiot. But with the force of an ape. The Vaughns had... Have you ever... you know, like those four pens, four color pens?
Yeah, yeah.
And you slam it against the table so the little marble on the end is like... Pa-tew!
Yep.
And flies off.
Yep.
So that Vaughn's head, like a rocket, shoots away and... Highs or lows?
Highs.
Connects with the palace. You see it be like... through a window.
Good.
Yeah, unfortunately, you try and smack the other one, but the arm, maybe this one's fair rot, like falling apart and no longer as solid, so you don't do any damage. But these Vaughns turn around and are just like, oh! They're not even saying, where? They're just like, where? They're terrified. What are you?
Vaughn doing a transfer is just like,
No, that is kind of a Kevin James noise. Radio initiative.
Battle time.
How will the Joels turn the tide of this battle? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Hold up. Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land. Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand. Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.